Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
From golfing getaways to gourmet homestays, we all have different ideas on what we'd love to do when we retire. But one thing we can all agree on is that we'd love to pay less tax. At Bank of Ireland, we're all about your financial well-being. A pension is a great way to make your retirement lifestyle achievable while also reducing your tax bill. Now's the time to fund your future. Book a phone or virtual meeting today at bankofireland.com/pensions. Bank of Ireland. Begin. Revenue limits, terms and conditions apply. Bank of Ireland is a tied agent of New Ireland Assurance Company PLC, trading as Bank of Ireland Life for life assurance and pensions business. Members of Bank of Ireland Group. Bank of Ireland trading as Bank of Ireland Insurance and Investments is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I don't want no jet lag woman.
Ah, oh, she do
me wrong. Oh, she do me.
Warning, each episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast will contain descriptions of acts of violence or of a sexual nature and are for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off the internet or from some television show. These facts I'm retelling were presented to me by the victims of the crime or the perpetrators who committed the crimes. My descriptions of the crime scenes are what I saw with my own two eyes. If you are going to get offended, turn this podcast off now. Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. Today, we're going to be continuing the Screwdriver Red series, and this third installment in the series is titled The Murder of Caitlin Adel. Before we begin, I want to give a proper shout out to a true crime podcast that is phenomenal, y'all. It's called The Minds of Madness. And The Minds of Madness is really, really well done. In 2018 and 2019, they won 5 different awards, including the Outstanding Sound Award, the Outstanding Debut for a Series, Outstanding New Series, an outstanding main title, theme music for a series, and the People's Choice Award. And their host is Tyler. Y'all, he really, really does a well-done podcast. It's just really excellent. Listen to it. He's based out of Canada. Like I said, the host's name is Tyler. He's a good guy. He actually sent me an email in which he stated that he has listened to Real Life, Real Crime and really enjoyed it. So we are going to give him a proper shout out. And it's just well done. He has a great voice and the stories are amazing, y'all. He has 50 episodes in now, so it's definitely binge worthy. I'm telling you, give it a listen. And when you do, check out his social media and everything. Let him know that Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast sent you. So let me introduce Tyler now.
911, what's your emergency?
Every 60 seconds, a person is murdered somewhere in the world.
There was a shootout in my house.
What causes ordinary people to do unthinkable things?
He stabbed me in my neck. And he says, look how easily I could kill you.
The Minds of Madness is a true crime podcast that examines the most disturbing criminal minds. We shed a light on the devastating impact these violent crimes have on the victims and their families.
When you get calls in the night, you know they're not good or they're wrong numbers.
You'll hear about the incredible strength of the survivors and what they did to fight back.
I was studying his face because I was thinking, if I get out of this, I'm going to get you someday.
Subscribe to the Minds of Madness podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play.
All right, y'all, that was Tyler with Minds of Madness. A really, really well done show. And y'all know, I guess I'm actually starting to listen to a lot more true crime podcasts. And I just like this guy's show. It's really well done. And Tyler, we congratulate you on all your successes. And thanks for listening to Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And one more announcement, y'all. Stay tuned at the end of today's episode, and I'm going to be giving a lot of shout outs and making some Real Life, Real Crime announcements, including stuff about Crime Con and where our numbers are. So let's get started. When I left you last, I had just booked Mark Lewis into the Livingston Parish Jail for one count of obstruction of justice. And that was because we knew he was lying to us about the disappearance of Caitlin Adel. Now, Caitlin is a 13-year-old female who lived in the residence directly in front of Mark Lewis. And on the date of her disappearance, February 1st, 2007, Mark Lewis became a suspect in the disappearance of Caitlin because he lied to us numerous times. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to the Screwdriver Red series, go back and listen to it up until this point. So you can be called up. I'll say it again, probably the worst case I ever worked, the most emotional case I ever worked, especially dealing with a juvenile. And it's a tough one, but I think it's a story that needs to be told. So Mark Lewis is booked into the jail, one count of obstruction of justice for all the lies that he told us. And we had interrogated him for numerous hours. Now, by the time we booked him into jail that morning, it was like 3, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, and we've been on the case since maybe 6 o'clock the evening before. So it's now the morning of February 2nd, and you would think that after booking him into jail, that would be it, right? We'd go home and get some sleep or something. No. So let me tell you how it works. It's not like there's one detective working on this case at this point, okay? Our detective's office was made up of 8 general detectives, and our supervisor, or the chief of detectives, was Stan Carpenter. Now, Stan worked his way up through law enforcement, and before becoming chief of detectives, he was chief of narcotics for Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. And when I first met him, I was working uniform patrol, and I had discovered a meth lab and placed a guy under arrest for an active meth lab. And so I had to call Stan out in the middle of the night. And I had met Stan several times, but he was always busy and kind of secretive in the narcotics work that he was doing. But I'll never forget, he came out that night and the guy wanted to give up information, right, on who he was working with, etc. And we were on some backcountry road, gravel road, in the middle of nowhere. And Stan comes out. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, what do you have? So I told him, and I introduced him to the guy. And Stan's like, he'd love to say Hoss. He's like, all right, Hoss, what you got going on? And the guy was like, well, I mean, I can help y'all bust people, you know. And he was a meth head, right? He's tweaking. And his stand starts acting like he's playing golf, right? He bends over, acts like he tees up a golf ball. He's not looking at the guy, and he's doing swings like he's teeing off at the Masters, right? And he stopped and looked at the boy, and he said, you want to give us help? He said, you stupid fucker, you got a whole active meth lab right here actively cooking. Now that I'm calling the DEA out. We have to call out cleanup crews and everything else. And the guy was like, but I can help you. And Stan said, you ever heard of the shooter on the grassy knoll? And this guy was like, no. Of course, he wasn't a history buff, right? I'm sure he didn't have much education. And Stan said, well, you heard of President John F. Kennedy? They got assassinated. And the guy said, yeah. And Stan said, well, you know about Lee Harvey Oswald is the one who they arrested for shooting him. He said, yeah. He said, well, there always was a theory that there was a second shooter on the grassy knoll. And he said, it was never proven. He said, now, son, you can have direct knowledge of who the second shooter was on the grassy knoll. He said, hell, boy, you could have a fucking video of the second shooter on the grassy knoll killing the president. You could give us that information and you're still fucked. He said, you're going to prison for a long time for manufacturing methamphetamine. And the guy started crying and Stan worked him, right? Got a lot of information out of him, but he was just smooth, and very, very intelligent and a hell of an investigator. But by this time in 2007, he had been chief of detectives for a while, regular detectives over us. So anytime something major hit, he was like a general, like General Patton in World War II. I mean, he would come out, he would let his troops do their jobs, but he had a genius mind for where to take the investigation next and how to delegate the authority and get the most out of everybody, right? So everybody's working. Now, the two detectives that would normally cover the shift, the night shift, he delegated them to go in for the regular office hours and catch the walk-ins and all the rest of the crimes and everything that happened that day, right? Just because Caitlin was missing and didn't mean other people didn't need detectives actively working cases. But everybody else, you better believe it, he had them lined out. Now, Detective Benita Sager and Detective Ben Ballard, who I told you about. Actually, I've told you about both of them. Benita and the Murder Me Now series on Gerald Bordelon. And Ben Ballard, I told you about last week. They were more staying with Miss Danette, Caitlin's mom, and the family, and working things, etc. But Stan had already put all the big wheels into motion, right? So when we're doing the interrogation and questioning of Mark Lewis, Stan's already got the search warrant. He's a master at writing search warrants for Mark Lewis's truck. It's been impounded. It's been hauled to Louisiana State Police Crime Lab, and one of the detectives would have had to follow it, right? From the time it's hooked to the tow truck to the time it's actually given into possession of the Louisiana State Police Crime Lab, it has to be followed to maintain the chain of custody so no defense attorney can say that somebody planted evidence in it or whatever to make Mark Lewis look bad. At the same time, he has someone sitting on the house. We believe it's a probable crime scene. And he's getting search warrants for the house typed up to go in and examine it. He had even contacted a search organization, which was based out of Houston, Texas, and they specialized in finding missing people, right? Or organized mass searches, and including they have cadaver dogs. Now, cadaver dogs are canines that are specifically trained to smell decaying flesh. As soon as you die, as soon as your heart quits beating, and I don't know what the technical term is, the body switches to giving off a different type of scent to these canines that are trained for it. And how they train them for y'all is like the body farms. The biggest and most famous one is at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where they actually have bodies that are dedicated to science, right? And they use them in the study of decomposition of the body, everything from how long it takes a fly to lay an egg on a corpse and for that egg to spawn in that life cycle of that fly to come around. I mean, they can tell you exactly how long a body's been down by their studies, right? It's amazing work that they do. And I actually had a fan write me last week and ask me what I thought about the body farms. I told him I think it's an excellent way to donate your body to science if your organs can't be used, or even if your organs can be used, you know, because it really does help out and it's helped solve thousands and thousands of cases. But these dogs, when that certain scent that the body gives off once the heartbeat stops, right, they are so phenomenal. And we have a lot of waterways down here, and every year somebody gets into a boat crash, or numerous people actually get into boat crashes, and somebody's ejected into the water and ultimately they lose their lives. But the problem with that is most of the time the bodies don't pop right back up. And depending on the time of the year and the temperature of the water and the heat outside, it takes them sometimes a week or more to pop up. But what they'll do is these dogs' noses are so sensitive.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with my life in a book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Being trained to the smell of cadavers, human cadavers, that they will ride a boat back and forth slowly over the accident area, and the dog can smell the cadaver through the water on the bottom of the river. And it may be 80 feet deep, but if the dog, where the dog alerts at, that's where the police stop and throw the grappling hooks with the rope attachments and to drag for the bodies. And about 80% of the time, that's where they are. So Stan has search teams coming in. He's getting the search warrant for Mark Lewis's residence. The number two guy in the sheriff's office at the time had recently been promoted within the last year to that spot, chief operations, and his name is Jason Ard. And he is now the sheriff of Livingston Parish today. And another phenomenal guy, excellent leader of men, knows his people, doesn't play the political side of things, right? If you have a position in the sheriff's office that he gave you, it's because he knows that you deserve that position. All right. So Jason would have been dealing with the news. I mean, this is a big, big story, y'all. It went viral like crazy just in that night alone. By the time the next morning, all these bloggers had picked up on it and they were getting messages from all over the world. People were showing support and praying for the family, praying for a safe outcome for Caitlin. Now, we didn't know for sure that she was dead at this point. It's only been 15 hours or so into the investigation, but you have to work it, right? So Stan is lining everybody up. Jason Ard is lining the media and search parties, and everybody wants to help, from volunteer firemen to your average citizens, et cetera. But this was a Friday morning, and so the case is developing, and we go to the Lewis's residence, their trailer, and the guy with the cadaver dog shows up. We didn't want to go in and search the residence or do anything to contaminate the scene until the cadaver dog could come in and do a pass through the house, because first of all, we didn't know for sure that a crime had been committed against Caitlin. It was all circumstantial evidence, but it was pretty damn strong evidence, right? So when the guy gets there with his canine, I'll never forget it. We go in, we search warrant. There was nobody inside the residence. It had been secured. And we stand to the one side, and the canine goes in. He makes a loop around the little living room and the kitchen area, and he makes a beeline for the washer and dryer. And he starts going crazy. Boom, boom, he's scratching and doing his barking. And he sits down, and that's called an alert. The canine is smelling the cadaver, meaning a decomposing body in the washer and dryer. And then the handler gives him praise and a treat and continues search. And that's how they train them, y'all. That for the dog, it's it's all about pleasing their master, right? So every time they alert or do a good job, they give them whatever their toy is or treat for a second, and then they continue to search. The dog searched the rest of the trailer, and he alerted on the guest bedroom crazy, just like he did on the washer and dryer. So we knew then that somebody had died, and the only person that was missing was Caitlin. Once the canine left the residence and that was all documented, then we processed the residence itself. Now, we took Mark Lewis's home computer and some other items, and everything was tagged and bagged, sent to Louisiana State Police Crime Lab for processing. And meanwhile, the media's camped up. All the news channels are out there. It's a number one story on the morning news, noon news, and we're actively working the case and taking leads and tips that are called in, and people are flooding them with calls. And all these things have to be looked at. So all our detectives were actively working and pursuing every lead. And meanwhile, people began to search, including us, naturally. And with Jason, we called in the special response team, called in everybody that was off duty. If you worked for Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office and you were off duty, you were down in French Settlement, either helping out or searching for Caitlin. This is how Friday progressed. Now, we were working against the clock. Okay, so Lewis is locked up. He hasn't had a bond hearing yet. And when he did have a bond hearing, the first judges didn't set a bond because they were afraid of what he would do if he could get out. But the case grew, the media attention grew, and it was just overwhelming, y'all. Caitlin's favorite color was pink, and pink went up everywhere. There were ribbons being tied. Everybody was wearing pink. People were just amazing. They came from all over to help. And so on Friday, people searched under the direction of most of them, under the direction of Jay Snard, the chief operations. And Stan Carpenter didn't have time to mess with the search part at that point. So Jason ran it, and he ran it well. And as the hours passed, more and more people just piled in wanting to help. And like I said, it became a media sensation. And detective-wise, the case just rolled on. Like I told you last week, Lewis had told us he had gotten the scratches on his face from an accident at work. And then it was a fight at work. And then he said it happened that day. And we talked to his wife, and she definitely said he did not have scratches on his face before he left for work that day, or before she left for work that day. The last time she saw him before, she saw him when he returned in with the fresh scratches on his face after Caitlin was missing. Well, of course, Stan had everybody lined out, and the detectives have already verified that he didn't go to work that day. That was the first big no-no. And the detectives began to question neighbors and the people in the area, and they had confirmation that Lewis's truck was at his residence at least, at the very least, until 2 p.m., which is just about an hour or so before Caitlin went missing. And again, he had told us he hadn't been there. He had been at work. Then he went to the hospital to visit his mother. And then he was hanging out with Craig Simone. All lies. The next thing that Stan had people do, which is a natural progression of things, is pull Caitlin's cell phone records. And they were very important. So, and I'll discuss that a little bit more later. And then they began to develop a profile, if you will, on Mark Lewis. They went to his employer and talked to people there and just in general about him, and then asked questions specifically about that day. Also began to establish his work history. And then like the last year, he had had three different jobs, like a butcher, and then at this tow truck company, and then somewhere else, some other menial job. But they began to talk to people. And the more they talked to people, the more information that was given about Mark Lewis that just made it look worse and worse. So the day passes on Friday. Everybody's searching, y'all. And then it gets dark in South Louisiana. early in February, by 5:30, it's pitch black again, and it was cold. It was so cold, but the search didn't stop. I mean, scales back some, people go home, the volunteers, the police don't stop, and the phone calls don't stop, and certainly Mr. Ned and the family members don't stop suffering. So, sun comes up Saturday morning, and if you thought there were volunteers on Friday, Saturday was just unbelievable. I'll give you an example. There's one restaurant called The Hilltop, which is on the hilltop overlooking the Diversion Canal in French Settlement. That morning, they're not even open for breakfast. That morning, the restaurant was slap full. There wasn't a seat available. It was full of volunteers who were receiving instructions from Jason Ard or whoever he delegated to handle that meeting, because there were several large groups gathering like that. It had been put out on social media where to gather to receive instructions if you want to help in the search. And you couldn't even find a place to park, much less get in the door. I mean, there were literally way more than 1,000 people showed up to help search for Caitlin. But the terrain, y'all, itself makes it challenging. Like I told you, it's water everywhere around French Settlement, a lot of swamp. So you have people searching on foot through the swamp. You have people searching by boat and anywhere that they can get. You have people on horseback searching, four-wheel drive trucks, four-wheelers, you name it, helicopters. We had the helicopters out. Everybody was looking, and we were praying for a positive outcome, but we knew when we hadn't released it about the cadaver dog and the alerting on the dryer and the washer and the bedroom and Mark Lewis's trailer. But it went on, and the media was full blitz, and it was just another long, long cold day. But as tired as we were and as cold as we were and running on adrenaline, et cetera, it's nothing compared to what Miss Danette had to be suffering. It's just heartbreaking. She's such a nice lady, and I just can't imagine what she was going through. Even though I saw her and spoke to her, like I said, Ben and Benita were more hands-on with her. I mean, there's only so much you could say, right? And she had a large family support group and church support group with her, but it doesn't make it any easier. As the hours ticked by, we knew our chances of finding Caitlin alive were growing slimmer and slimmer. And so the massive search is going on. Everybody's looking. Everybody's searching everywhere. Detectives are working diligently to follow up on any leads. Now, I told y'all that French Settlement just sits right across the river from Ascension Parish, and the Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office had people assisting also. And not only that, we had volunteers who were not only searching Livingston Parish, they were searching all into Ascension Parish. And that part of Ascension is real rural, and there's a lot of side roads and small bayous and waterways and stuff like that. I would have to say there were thousands of people searching. It was just truly a testament to how people can pull together at a harsh time like that. Not long before dark, my pager goes off and is saying to call Stan Carpenter, the chief of detectives. And I called him, and he said, you need to come over into Ascension Parish off of Highway 436. He said, we're right off a side street that runs along the New River Bayou. And that's just, y'all, that's one of the names for however many bayous, right, that run through the area. So I knew that when they didn't call it out over the radio, that probably it meant that they had found a body. And so I told you before about the TAC radios. You had TAC 1 was the west side of the parish, TAC 2 was the east side of the parish, TAC 3 was for traffic that you didn't want taking up the regular TAC. So everybody had been running off of TAC 3, and they had a dispatcher just dedicated to handling the search process that day. But it kind of went dead. The radio traffic started to toned down a little bit, and I got the call from Stan. He said, you need to get over into Ascension Parish. And then you didn't hear anybody go out on the radio detective wise. I'm talking. So I was probably 30 minutes or so away. And by the time I got there, it was right around dark, and two searchers had found a body in the water in the bayou, kind of shoved underneath an embankment where the water, the current from the water had washed away the earth underneath. So the body's kind of lodged in underneath the bank or the embankment, if you will. But it was like when you pull up, of course, by the time I got there, there were 30 other vehicles. Now, that's Ascension Parish. So their detectives were on scene. Their sheriff was on scene. Jeff Wiley was a fine guy who just retired last year. Excellent sheriff. Our sheriff, Willie Grace, and then Jason Ard and Stan and all our detectives. I mean, everybody was there, right? And when you pull up, the main road kind of veers to the right, if my memory serves me correctly. When you come to the side road that veers off of the 436, that road runs along the bayou, there is a stand of trees and a large thicket. And I had to walk a long ways just to get up to where they were, y'all. And the body was just down the embankment. Now, you couldn't see it from the road, obviously, because of the thick undergrowth and the trees. But those two guys had been going down the bayou just looking out of the kindness of their heart. And this is about probably distance-wise, maybe 6 or 7 miles from Craig Simoneau's house. Not that far of a distance, but it was very secluded. And the body was recovered in a boat. They had a couple of batteaux that they put in, and they pulled the body from the water.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And it was easy to identify. It was Caitlin. She's still in her school uniform, and she's a beautiful girl. She'd been in the water, as you know, at least since February 1st in the early afternoon. And this is now February 3rd. It's been probably over 48 hours. And the wimps get her out, and then they placed her in the body bag and sealed it, as is customary for any investigation. And she was tagged with a evidence lock and sent to Seals Funeral Home in Denham Springs, where they were waiting to do the autopsy, which ended up being scheduled for Monday. But Ben Ballard and Benita and the sheriff and then went over and had to tell Miss Danette that her baby girl was dead. And now Caitlin was only 5'5" and 100 pounds. She's just a baby. I mean, even though she's in the seventh grade, just a baby, y'all. And it was just tough. But so we had to continue to work it in the family's greed. And I'm sure it was probably the longest night ever for Miss Danette, or a longest series of nights. My heart to this day goes out to her. And like she said, that she said, "I just pray that they can bring her home safely because she's all I've got." And that's what Miss Danette said about her. Yeah, and I love her so much. And we couldn't bring her home safely. So the investigation continues Sunday. We're still looking at every angle, trying to find anything, any type of witness. I mean, it just doesn't stop, y'all, because of that. Now Ascension Parish is involved also full-time, because technically we don't know where the death occurred at for sure. And so we're working it jointly now. And on Monday, when the autopsy came, Caitlin was found, like I told you, in her clothes, but her pants were unzipped. And they did the autopsy, and there were no signs of rape, but she had been choked to death. And the vehicle is at the State Police Crime Lab being processed and gone over with a fine-tooth comb. And some blood was recovered from the floor area behind the driver's seat in the extended cab part of the truck, along with some blonde hairs and a ruler that had KK written on it. And KK, y'all, was what everybody called Caitlin, KK. And based off that fact, we got a murder warrant for Mark Lewis and charged him with first degree murder. And he went before Judge Ray Sheets for his first bail hearing, and it was denied, no bond. No, I'm going to stop there for today. That's enough. You need to tune in next week. I'm going to go into the actual trial itself and some shocking things that happened and some more evil, twisted shit Mark Lewis does. And then I'll conclude it next week, but that's enough for today. It's just tough. That's it for today's episode. I'm Woody Overton, your host, Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. All right, y'all. Thank you for staying tuned. And I have some announcements to make, etc. And like I said, we'll finish up Caitlin's story and the story about Mark Lewis, Screwdriver Red, next week. It'll be a long episode. But I want to say thank you to all our fans for listening. Y'all are amazing. I love each and every one of you. We had 75,000 downloads in 96 days since we've been doing the podcast. And it's amazing. We have 92 countries around the world that we have listeners in. And couldn't do it without y'all. It's awesome. And you liking and you sharing and a lot of reviews, man. Y'all left a lot of reviews last week, and I really appreciate that. I read them all, good, bad, or indifferent. I read them all. Thank you for taking the time to leave the reviews. It means a lot. And again, I'm going to tell you real quick about our Facebook page, the private page, Real Life, Real Crime, Friends, Fans, and Crew. K-R-E-W-E, and it's pushing 900 members now, y'all. If you're not a member, send us a request, and we'll get you signed up. And there's a lot of bonus materials, a lot of contests, different fan interactions, stuff going on. Best Dream Team moderators in the world, they'll get you approved. And I just think if you like Real Life, Real Crime, join the group. You get a lot more out of it. And we're on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube. We have some videos on YouTube, etc. But y'all are making us grow, and I appreciate you. And I'm not just saying, I really mean it. And I try to answer each one of your messages. And if I don't get right back to you, then I apologize, but I will as soon as I read it. And I'm never too busy to answer or respond to what it is that you have to say. And we're going to continue to strive to be better and bring you a better show and production. And I want to say thank you to our patron members. And that's because each one of them have pledged to support Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast financially through Patreon, Patreon. And it helps out y'all a lot. And we bought new equipment, sound equipment. We may have Crime Con coming up and stuff like that. And it helps ease some of the financial burden of the show. So patron members, we love you. Use your benefits. Use the hotline. Call in. You can give a shout out. You can ask questions. You can do whatever you want to. That's your number to use it. And y'all don't forget to use your merchandise discount. And I will be locking up more bonus episodes for the patron members this week before June 1st. So it'll be there. Y'all check it out and enjoy it. I really appreciate your support. And real quick, as I do every week, I want to give a shout out to our newest patron members. And one is to Mr. David Ledbetter. David, really appreciate you taking the time to support us and putting your money where your mouth is and supporting us financially. It helps. And I appreciate you. And please use all your benefits. And I can't thank you enough, David. We really appreciate you. And Miss Karen, K-A-R-I-N, Brain. Karen, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for supporting me and the podcast through Patreon. It just means a lot. And please use your hotline. Man, everybody loves these hotline episodes when y'all call in your questions. And if you don't want to call in, you don't like the sound of your voice, text it to me and I'll read it to you. But every one that we've done, we had thousands of downloads instantly on it. So y'all use that. It's pretty cool. And Miss Angie, I don't know who you are because I don't have your last name on the Patreon site, but Miss Angie signed up and I really appreciate you, Miss Angie. And thank you so much for being a patron member. You're awesome. And Miss Alexa Dross up hers patron support from tier 3 to tier 4. And Miss Alexa, I really, really do appreciate you. It's awesome. And Miss Lisa Chase. Miss Lisa, you know we love you and I appreciate you supporting me, the patron. It means a lot. And thank you so much. And Lisa, use your hotline. If you want merchandise, y'all check it out. RLRCpodcast.com has all the merchandise and the link to Patreon. If you're not a patron member, you want to look at it. Like I said, Miss Melissa Hansen, you are awesome. Thank you so much. And I really, really do appreciate you. Karen Travels, longtime supporter of the show, upped her pledge from tier 3 to tier 4. Karen, you know we love you. She interacts a lot of y'all on our private Facebook page. And Miss Laura Yarnell, Y-A-R-N-E-L-L. Thank you, Laura, for supporting Real Life, Real Crime. I love you. And Miss Cassie Wallace, our friend from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and the Dream Team moderator, upped her pledge. Miss Cassie, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You know we love you. Erin Ashwood, Miss Erin, thank you again. I just want to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And y'all, next week, if I miss anybody, I apologize. But next week, I will be doing the full list of patron members, your monthly shout out. And next week, a week from tomorrow, because I'm recording this on Tuesday, we are going to Crime Con and we're going to turn it out. It's going to be fun. We are not doing the booth like we initially planned to do because I want to be able to do meet and greets, not only with the fans, but with other podcasters and these cross promos, y'all. The promotions like I did today for Minds of Madness, they're huge. They get us Minds of Madness gives us a shout out back on their show, right? So we have all their listeners that if they haven't listened to Real Life, Real Crime before, they can hear about us and check us out. So anyway, I'm going to meet a lot of different podcasters and people, maybe some TV people, who knows? And we'll see where it goes from there. But each night we're going to do a live event. The first night we're going to do, which we're going to be down there, it'll be Thursday. We're going to do a live polygraph from the Hilton Hotel in New Orleans. Friday, I think we're going to do some live after hour stuff from Bourbon Street and the French Quarter, et cetera. It ought to get pretty crazy. And then Saturday, we're hosting a meet and greet for our fans at 7 p.m. And I am waiting to announce the location. They're supposed to call me back today that it's a really cool place, y'all. Just really speaks to Louisiana and Louisiana heritage. And, you know, we're supposed to get the bar there reserved. And we're going to do it up. So Saturday, we'll do the meet and greet live from New Orleans at CrimeCon. And we're going to broadcast it on Facebook. And so if you get a chance and you can't be there, you get a chance, check it out. We wish all y'all could be there. And we'll miss you, but at least you can check it out on Facebook. And we have some fans coming in from Australia. Multiple set coming in from Florida, from Dallas, Texas, from Colorado. So it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to meet y'all. We're going to have a lot of fun. If you're available that weekend, check us out. We'll do something live each night and, you know, we'll respond to your questions, et cetera. So anyway, thank y'all so much. And really, really do appreciate you. And I said, when we hit 75,000, we were going to drop another bonus mini episode. Now, we just unlocked one that we had for patron on Sunday because we passed 50 patron members, y'all. And now we're up to 52. So we did that to say thank you and to show everybody else when you join patron, this is one of the bonuses that you get. And so we released the 103D episode in. The milestone we hit before that, I think, was 50,000 was the last time we released something. And that was Pants on the Ground, the episode. That was another bonus under a lock and key episode that we had for patron members. But as time goes on and we hit certain milestones, we want everybody to have it and enjoy it. And then if you like it and you can support us on Patreon and do so. And if you can't, I'm so totally cool with it. Just continue to like, share, subscribe, and review, and do what you do. And I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. And until next week, let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Thanks, y'all. Bye. I don't want no jail bag woman. Oh, she do me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.